Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that once or twice if a child goes against the ethics and manners, if he shows any bad habit or makes a mistake, then parents should ignore that and try to cover that mistake. And the child should not come to know that parents are aware of his or her mistake, especially when the child himself doesn't want that mistake to be revealed upon his parents. Because when he knows that parents know his shortcomings, and sometimes this makes him more bold to do bad, and then he doesn't care if his secrets are revealed. Imam Ghazali has put forward a new dimension to ponder. Now if you see your child has done something wrong and unethical, and you've seen him doing, then just behave in a way that you haven't seen anything. Look at the side and show him that you haven't seen anything. And this is more important when a child himself warns that my parents do not come to know or see that particular mistake he has done. So parents should remember this. Now, according to the saying and teachings of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, if you reveal upon him that you know what he has done and you say, why did you do this? Now, he did not want that you come to know. Now when he knows that his mistake and shortcoming is already revealed, then he'll become more brave to do wrong. Now he'll not shy anymore. Now for example, if you saw your child once or twice doing mistake, then ignore that. And especially when child doesn't want that you come to know. I'm also going further what Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah has written. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further writes, if he commits the same mistake again, then try to discipline him in private. And try to strictly discipline him and tell him that you've done something very wrong. Beware, it's unacceptable and you should not do that again. And if you do that, you will be disgraced in front of people. Then he, alayhi rahmah, says, also don't tell him off all the time. Because by this way, he will become habitual of being told off. You know, in some cultures, what happens is that parents always tell off their children, even on pet issues. And really, they do this quite often. Whenever you see mothers, they're screaming and shouting. I'm trying to explain both mother and father. Look what Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah has written. Please don't do that excessively. He will become habitual of being told off. And he'll become more bold and brave to do wrong. And remember, a time will come that he will have no fear. He'll think, what'll happen? Maximum, I'll be told off. And he is habitual of being told off. Respect, reverence, value and importance of father will go away from his heart. Father should keep certain control and gap in his language, which means some sort of seriousness should also remain intact. He should talk in a way that the gap between child and father in terms of authority and respect and reverence remains intact, so that he can discipline his child on his mistakes whenever it is required and needed. If father starts scolding on every minor issue, keeps on telling off on every petty issue, and starts screaming and shouting on every little mistake, then this attitude will make his child habitual of all this, and he will become bold and brave and won't listen anymore. So adopt a balanced approach.